Started in years.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to call to order the regular commission meeting of San Juan County Fire District Number 3 for October 10th, 2023. All commissioners are present. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda?
None from staff.
None from staff, none from commission. Okay. I'll hear citizens' comments now or any correspondence. Remember, there's a 15-minute maximum, 3 minutes per person. And if you have something you'd like to say, please state your name and address first. Thank you. Comments, condition, yes.
I would just like, I'm Maureen C. and my address is 157 Kanaka Bay Road. Thank you for providing agendas. This is the first time I've seen that. Thank you for being part of the meeting. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, having no other comments, the consent agenda. Do we have any corrections to the minutes for September 12th? Okay. Yes, no.
None from staff.
None from staff, okay. Okay, so there are no corrections. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes for September 12th, 2023?
Motion we approve the minutes.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye. Okay, approval passes, minutes have been approved. Okay, bills.
I've got a question for you, it just occurred to me and I'm not sure. These bills that we get for health insurance, you know, was it better than $16,000? Is that a month?
Yes.
Anybody looked at, this is just a comment, looked at self-insuring that? Because.
Let me see which one.
That is self-insured.
Say, which page by chance are you on?
Which page?
Page one for the trusted plans. The trusted plans, so that is, so we have, our insurance is under, and this is for healthcare. We are under the Washington Fire Commissioners, and that is self-insured through the Fire Commission.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
For all of our people, yep, that is correct, and that is monthly. Yep.
Is there any other options?
We could explore others. When it's been explored in the past, they've been exponentially more expensive than the self-insured model. Okay. It also reduces some of the flexibility in plan choices. But yeah, and it seems from across the state, the majority of the fire departments leverage into that shared system. So that's where they are.
Okay.
We could, if you want, explore outside. And just for an example, we just got in planning for next year's budget, a 6% increase on the rates. At the same time, we were getting the information from the firefighters thrift store. And they're with Regents, they're getting an 8.25% increase. So just if you want to compare, obviously, I don't know exactly, well, I do know what their plan is because we sit on their board, but from a comparable standpoint, Blue Cross Blue Shield with Regents, they're getting an 8.25% increase. Being self-insured through ours, they're only anticipating a 6%, so.
But it's on the surface, it sounds like we're probably better off.
Better off. Right?
Okay. Any comments or any?
Anything else jumped out? I'd be happy to entertain any. And then just to close that one, would you like us to do a quick check to see if there's any other providers?
When's the last time we did?
Yeah, when was the last time that?
I don't know.
It probably wouldn't hurt. Check.
Okay.
I mean, if there's a chance, I mean, it doesn't sound like there's a chance, but if one were to come up where we that would save us some money.
And be as good.
And be as good, yeah. I mean, again, there is that trade-off.
Okay. We will try to have something available as you have discussions over your upcoming budget.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay, no more questions on the bills, then do I have a motion to pay the bills?
I have a move that we pay the bills for
September.
September as published.
Okay, I have a motion. Any discussions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye, motion passes. Pay the bills. Okay, payroll.
Nothing specific in payroll. You do see called out for firefighter overtime and a little bit of admin and firefighter overtime from either the monthly or the shift. We did have some people that were off on leave, and welcome back to, I think I saw her. Yeah, so Sadie is back off of leave, and we're happy to have her back. And yeah, so that's what we've got, a little bit of overtime that is called out specifically, but other than that, everything else is in line with payroll.
I think you mentioned last time, but I just want to double check, all the shifts recovered. We didn't have a
I believe that's what ops has reported each time. That is correct.
Okay, great. Okay. Do I have a motion to pay the payroll?
I'll make a motion that, excuse me, pardon me, folks, that we pay the September payroll as published.
Second.
Okay, any discussion about payroll? No? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. New business. The chief replacement process. So I've only received one application so far, but it's early on. It's only been out a week.
Correct. And there was a we had put it out to go up on Daily Dispatch about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. We're tracking that. Noticed that it hadn't gone posted. Made a quick note interaction with Daily Dispatch. For whatever reason, it didn't queue up right. So they immediately got that up for us. They did offer an additional week of the posting past November 30th. I wanted to see where you felt about that, since the November 30th is the closing date. I'm not sure you want to have it an additional week. I could push back and ask, hey, since we were down about a week, could we get a week credit? But they did offer that and apologize it didn't go up. It is also listed on LinkedIn. And there were a couple other fire-specific free posting spots. We're still trying to find the best way to push it up on Craigslist, so it's not up on there yet. But looking at the exposure, Daily Dispatch and LinkedIn, they're both active on it.
I don't see any reason to go an extra week.
No, I don't
mean we want to close it. Run it another week, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. So I'll see if I can.
If we get application, obviously. If we don't have any real activity, we might have to extend it some, I would think.
Yeah, and the way it's written up is that it's open until it's filled. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I think, you know, the way it is now, a week is not worth much, because
no.
You know, people have got it. We know what we wrote and sent out, but we have to be able to give them a chance to, you know, take a look and say, you know, is it worth me leaving where I am, or what am I doing, or if will my spouse go along with it?
And I'll just throw out there from the fire perspective, and those of you that are around, or those of you that have been, or public safety, I would anticipate stuff comes in towards the end, because the chiefs will procrastinate. I'm not surprised that we don't have a lot. I have seen that they're, at least on LinkedIn, because they give some demographics and some data feedback, they've already had at least 10 people that have looked within the period of time that it's been posted. And of course, they do that because their analytics wants you to spend up to $55 a day in them pushing out to who they believe are eligible. But I will say from watching movement, there's been not only posts, but reposts of what you have out there. So, and the Daily Dispatch was on the national level. So it's not just the local, it is a national posting.
Hmm. Okay, any other comments on that? Yeah. Okay. We had a citizen's request to change the start time of our meeting. How do we handle?
Well, at the last meeting, they had asked for follow-up. We put it on the agenda, and Commissioner Henderson had asked that if anything comes up, for us to go ahead and make that an agenda item for follow-up. It was put on so you can have discussion and then take action one way or another on that particular request, and then that would close that out okay. for you all.
So I, for one, am against changing our time for a couple of reasons. One of them being every time a citizen asks us to change the time, do we have to consider it? And maybe we do have to consider it, but if we change it once, that means it's open being changed again and again. We actually did change our date or day from Wednesday to Tuesday to accommodate EMS, I believe, at the time. And that wasn't a big deal for us. This time works really well for me. I'm not sure about you guys, but
it certainly does for me. But I think, you know, every time you change it, you know, you've got this hand's happy and this hand not. So, you know, we're used to this time. It's been this time for ever since I've been here. And they've been here in the island. So I think let's just keep it where it is.
But the only argument I would make the other way is, yeah, it's probably been that way how many years this time, as long as I remember too. But I do know that when I was on the other side of it and I was working a full-time job and wanted to come and be involved, there's no way you could work till 4 or 5 o'clock and you're not going to get off to come to a fire meeting, you know, including a lot of our firefighters that are holding down 2 jobs. So I could go either way. If one of the commissioners that's ultimately put in place is also a person that's working full time, they would have the same kind of a problem at that point of being able to attend. But
okay. So it sounds like we have two who are willing to leave it and one who can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at least a majority of two. So there's, I think we should just leave it alone.
Did you want to take action on that?
So do we need to make a motion?
If you'd like to take action, I think it would be from a clarity standpoint. Okay. You had discussion. I think that I would probably go down that road.
Okay. I'm curious as to whether we really need to make a motion because we're not changing anything, but we'll do it anyway. So do I have a motion to leave our time for our meetings as it is?
So be it.
It's okay. Do I have a second?
Yeah, a second.
Okay.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out the process too here then. So
yeah. Fine. So, okay. So we have we've got a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
You should, from policy, you should go motion, second, any discussion. Any
discussion? Okay.
Then so vote.
I'll go to discussion.
I think we just had it. So.
Yeah, and I think
we did have
sure. But just to be sure, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, no further discussion. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And opposed?
I'll vote the other way.
Okay. Yeah. So 2-1, it passes.
Okay.
Thanks, Jerry. It's the first time I've had.
I'm just going to say that.
Anyway. And I've always wanted to be that guy. Okay. Old business. ILA with the town for fire prevention. I see I have the document in front of me here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything further to tell us about this?
So as you know, this has been a process. A lot of it was due to the time of availability from the Town of Friday Harbor Administrator and Fire Marshal. So what you have before you is a ILA for the fire department to take on the a partnered role in doing B2 or business level inspections. It comes with a $20,000 a year payment from the town to us to do that because it adds workload to our companies. The positive about this is twofold. One is the town fire marshal will retain the authority for any code violations and any follow-up. This will get our crews out active within the community. That has been a goal, at least of former Commissioner Olson, as he stated, for the last 15 years. It's been a priority of the board. This was able to be landed on this, especially since they've just come under us. We didn't have the opportunity to do that before. We do now. The town fire marshal will also be doing some of the training and making sure that the crews, he will go out on the first couple to make sure that it's in line with how he wants to have it done. They will also retain the records to make sure that if any occupancy ownership changes in contacts or otherwise, they'll maintain that to make sure we have one consistent place to go to. And then the crews can do pre-planning at the same time when they're out and about. The town was updated that this was ready at their last meeting on last Thursday, correct, Chief Monin?
Yeah.
Administrator Colsess said that they will wait till you sign to ratify this, and then they're ready to push this forward and sign it on their side as well. So we had some interaction back and forth. This gives us the document. The one piece, if you want to change, and we started basic, for the B2 level general business inspections. It does give the opportunity to grow that down the road and to help keep up with inflation or otherwise. It is requested by the town, and it's reasonable that any changes in that fee structure would come to them no later than, I believe, it's September 1st. It's in one of the... yeah, that way they have the ability to plan it moving forward in doing their budget time.
So we've already, have we approved, we haven't approved this yet?
No.
Okay.
It was going back and forth between legal, between us. What you talked about was in concept. What you talked about was the fee rate. This is the actual worded document that's been approved by both sides from legal and from town, and now it's ready to come before you for any questions and or action.
Okay. So I think so you've all had a chance to look at it, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to make one statement about it.
Yeah.
It's for the public here. This document is really inclusive. I mean, there's nothing left out of it. It tells, it's got all the nuts and bolts in it and everything else. And it's something that, you know, I've been here a couple of years and something I wanted all along and I think is a real boon to the community, at least at this point, the town of Friday Harbor, because that's where it's have to be restricted to. And just want to say that I really appreciate the amount of work the chief has put into it, because I know he and the town administrator have been not going at it bad wise, but going at it, you know, to get it done as soon as possible, because we didn't want to do it during the summer when you've got all the tourists here. So we wanted to do it as soon as what we considered, you know, they're cleared out. And this document goes into effect the second we sign it.
Can we see it?
Yeah.
It'll be posted.
It'll be posted, yeah.
It'll be posted?
Mm-hmm.
It will be.
So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that there's nothing that hasn't been around for a while and we've worked and worked on it. And I read it again this morning, and I was more impressed with it this morning than it was the first few times I read it. Because I think it's really comprehensive.
Yeah.
That's my view.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the ILA with the town of Piney Harbor for fire inspection services?
I'll make a motion to approve the ILA with Piney Harbor.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 It passes? Find the page. We got this one here too. There's two things that we need. All right, and while that's getting signed, do you want to go into the financials?
Sure. So under reports, you have the year to date, which is the top one. Targets, as you know, this is through the end of September. Your target is you want to be less than 75%, obviously, on your expenditures. Revenues, slowly, as you see in the monthly for September, slowly starting to get some of the end of year tax dollars in. As you see, we're anticipating probably another $600,000 that'll come in or so. And that's you. And the budgeted revenues are usually pretty accurate because they're based off of what Assessor Colseth gives us at the beginning of the year, and they've been consistent over time. So far on your revenues, you're at 78% of your projected, and all your expenditures, you are running at 62%. Remember, you want to be at less than 75% for year to date. You're at 69% for personnel expenses. You are at 44% for materials and services. The bank loan is what you're showing through. It's actually not a capital project, but it is listed in that way. Under your reserve, you're at 32%, and you're at 49% for the reserve, putting you at a total of 62% of your adopted budget. So revenues minus expenditures, you're at $567,934 for year to date. For specifics for September, you see the cash balances that were there for the monthly date. Monthly overview for the fund assets you see on page 2. The liabilities that are out on the ones that were covered. Revenues, as I said, that's slowly starting to come in. You brought in $30,000 between interest, and it was interesting. Remember, I had said the previous 2 months, it reported zero interest, and now this month with transfer interest wise, we between the all the funds about $1,778. So I'm not sure if it was how it was calculated or where it played out, but we actually got some this time. Expenditures last month were $154,000 between capital, materials and services, and personnel. Some of the capital, not only was that for payment, but it's also for finishing out some outfitting of the new vessel that's slowly coming in. And I know that Assistant Chief Monin will be giving you a quick update on that as to where we are in the process on getting the new Fireboat 31 ready to go. Happy to answer any questions on the financials.
On the expenditures on the fireboat.
Mm-hmm.
Is any of that? I know we got a grant for some of the
mm-hmm.
Medical device.
Correct.
That isn't what this is. This is something in addition.
Well, these are just additional. The biggest part of this one would have been the radio. That came in the and you saw last month, I believe it was, where you saw the $25,000 that came in on the grant that was then pushed in to offset that. And these are just standard that was all predicated upon the plan. And we're just slowly getting the stuff in. And like you said, the piece on the patient movement portion, that took a little while to get in. Interestingly enough, When Lieutenant Henderson was having conversation back and forth with the company, they're like, oh, well, we could have got this to you sooner, but it wasn't the right color. And he's like, I don't care about the color. So they immediately got him some of the stuff, and it was a better move. We actually made a change to the document because the original plan was one that pivoted. And once the vessel was here, they're like, I don't think that's a good piece. So we were able to switch over and get fixed ones. And that's what we'll be going in. So it'll be better for patient movement and still within that $25,000 to get us back in for the grant.
Gotcha. And when?
And what color did we get?
It was black, and originally it was stainless or the other way around. I can't remember which.
The metal, though.
Right. Without paint.
Without paint.
Right. Exactly.
Do we have a time frame when that
you're going to get an update from Assistant Chief Monin when he goes through the ops report, because there's a little more to it.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Off to you.
Thank you, Chief. Go over your September operations report. Another comparison for you again. So at the top, you've got this September's compared to September in 2022. You can see another drop in total incidents for call volume. There's 41 total incidents for the month of September. 34% of those were EMS and rescue. 66% all their fires, hazards, and services. Reaction time was good. Travel time was normal. But you can see there's an inverse of those percentages now. And that is directly a result of we've started to manage our response to EMS and medical calls. And we're now, our fire and all their hazards calls are superseding the EMS calls, which would be expected. So those percentages, as we see them flatten out, we're watching them. We continue with the open dialogue with San Juan Island EMS and the MPD, and also Sheriff's Dispatch to make sure we're not missing anything. There are some learning curves occurring. I had a discussion with Ops Chief TJ Bishop over at San Juan EMS, and there's a couple calls in September we probably could have done better, but it's a system issue, and I wouldn't put it on our crew or us. It's the alert system and the call type that goes out. So the MPD is aware of that, and everyone who needs to know knows, and we just have to work that out with the dispatching service and make sure we're not missing anything. Ultimately, it didn't result in any sort of suffering or injury or delay of care. They were misses that had no bad outcome.
And in light of the new academy starting and everything, are we going to be able to articulate how we respond to our new crews, give them some guidance? Or we talked about it last month that we talked about it a lot, but we hadn't actually put anything down as guidance for anybody.
Or
what to respond to and whatnot. Oh, you said it was going to be the tones.
Yeah, it's the pager goes off, you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's no longer working in the gray.
I take that back.
Yep, you're asking because we had gone through some changes and we didn't have a system in place.
Yeah.
We were trying to adjust, and the crews were given some latitude to decide what they should be doing and weren't.
Yeah.
Because the tones weren't provided at that time. Now we have them with the pagers alert when they are, when dispatch notifies, and if the crew's dispatched, they go.
I do remember that, but you said there was some issue with the guidance dispatch was using, right? And that's still the issue you were talking about.
Yeah, that's an external issue. So as you guys can imagine, it's not something we can fix right away, but we're working on it. We're talking about it.
Thanks.
Again, the minimum staffing was met, to your question, Chief Cardinale. We will, because of the reduced call volume, we need to review day-to-day operations and activity with the staff. So, you know, they're not as busy running calls. We want to make sure they're busy doing other things. So we'll be looking at that. There is plenty of opportunity to do stuff between community risk reduction, assisting the training officer, participating in pub ed and those kind of things. There's plenty to take on for the crews to keep them busy. The fireboat. So no time on the when those trolleys will come in. The status where we are now is, we have a pool of operators, qualified operators. We have a pool of mates, qualified mates. And we have a fairly large pool of deckhands in training. And that's the group, that's the entry level. As you increase in levels and skill to the different positions, the interest tends to wane off because the expectations increase pretty dramatically with each step. So we do have staffing for the vessel. The intent of the vessel is a fire response unit. It's ready to go. It's got pump, the monitor. We can equip it based on call and need. The rescue package is the thing we're waiting for. So we're waiting for, we have a collapsible furno or litter kit, a wheel that's attached to it, and the trolley system and mechanical vantage system so that we can load and unload patients safely, and not only safe for the patient, but safe for the staff that are operating it. We are ready to roll regardless if that stuff shows, because we have some of those implements here. The tools are here. We just have to grab them off rescue, put them on the engine, and it's a slower, delayed response. But as soon as those items are here, the plan is to store them with the vessel, potentially actually putting them on the vessel in a storage unit on the cab, if that works out, or it'll be in the boathouse. But it just it prevents missing equipment or forgetting something and having it down there ready to go as a kit, along with our other kits, our wildland kit and our stretcher kit. So that's the status of the vessel. Firefighter recruitment has begun. Carl's been working on that. I got you a map in your handouts. I didn't make copies for everybody. It has folks' names on this, so I didn't redact those. I don't want to get this out in public. But this shows you, commissioners, where our station locations are, and the blue named dots or waypoints on that map indicate all current structural firefighters that are certified and good standing. So we use the map to target the areas that we feel like we have gaps, and the focused recruitment will increase in those areas. So specifically Station 32, Station 36, and Station 34 will be hitting harder than the rest of the areas, and prioritizing those areas. If we have folks that are interested in coming out of them, they'll have a priority in our onboarding process. Keep in mind, and I ask this of everybody here and the commission and all staff, our best recruiters in the past have been membership and members of the organization. So friends, family, neighbors, anybody you see who seems to be interested or able to participate as a volunteer firefighter, you know, nudge them, let them know, come in, give an application, and come say hi to us.
Ruffles went down the ice cream and started promoting the work for you.
Good. The last thing I have to report is the lightning strike fire on the land bank property is still going. It's sitting in a root system, just smoldering. And land bank they've taken full responsibility for it. They're monitoring it and giving updates on a weekly basis. But they're all excited about it. From a fire ecology perspective, it's very interesting and fun. So, but it literally is just one little root that's been smoldering for weeks. That's all I have to report, unless you have any more questions.
Okay, we are now going to go into an executive session as per RCW 42.30.110 subparagraph G, which is about the, I've forgotten the wording.
Qualifications
of a candidate. It is 3:35, we'll call it, and will be 30 minutes. So at 5 minutes after 4, we will be back in session. So I'd like the